to South America and Tahiti and New Zealand, Maldives, to Australia and Tasmania, Keeling Island and St. Helena, to Ascension and Mauritius and Brazil, De Verdes and Galapagos Islands, Mr. Darwin on the Beagle sailed away for 5 years.
Mr. Darwin, on his journey, watched the plants, beasts, and birds. He drew pictures, gathered samples, kept a journal full of words. He saw beetles, iguanas, giant tortoises, flightless cormorants. He saw finches, frogs, and lizards, duck-billed platypuses, albatrosses. Mr. Darwin wondered where they came from, and he soon had ideas.
Mr. Darwin, when he got home, wrote his new ideas down. But he didn't like to offend, so he didn't share them around. 20 years passed, Mr. Darwin got a letter from a Mr. Wallace. Now this young man had discovered just the same thing Mr. Darwin found aboard the Beagle. Mr. Wallace had the self-same idea.
Mr. Darwin and Mr. Wallace formed a team for some time, but Mr. Darwin wrote his big book in 1859. On the origin of species by natural selection. Everybody had an opinion, everybody had an opinion. Some people praised it, others damned it. Mr. Darwin's big book.
Mr. Wallace were forgotten over all the years, and now we just remember.